This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Union workers at Cargill's Fort Morgan meatpacking plant have rejected the company's latest contract proposal. The reasons for rejecting the offer have not been disclosed. The tentative contract included a $2.15 pay increase over a five-year period. More than 1,700 workers have been locked out since May after rejecting a similar offer. Backers of a measure to put a graduated income tax before voters turned in more than 150,000 signatures yesterday. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Colorado demands a fair tax system.
A group called Protect Colorado's Future made their way to the Secretary of State's office, carrying dozens of boxes full of thousands of signatures. The initiative would ask voters to raise the state's flat 4.4% income tax rate for people and corporations who make more than $500,000 a year, while cutting the tax rate for those earning less. Another group has submitted signatures to cap the rate at 4.4%. The state validates signatures to see if the measures qualify. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Denver Police Department is holding National Night Out events in each of the city's districts this evening. From La Raza Park to Montbello Rec Center, the department plans to meet people in the community and share food. The effort is part of a national event to help with crime prevention awareness. Similar gatherings are taking place around the state, including in Lakewood, Erie, Colorado Springs, and Fort Lupton. This is CPR News, 90.1 in Denver. It's 7:06.